We reported in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2007 that approximately 80% of the patients will have some reduction in their tumor in the absence of progression over the course of their treatment. So that by itself for the community physician knows that when you walk into a patient's room, and I do this in my own practice, people ask me, what is the likelihood that I will benefit? And I can now tell them that there's an 8 in 10 chance that they will benefit from using this drug in their disease. The numbers that we presented were a 39% objective response rate, independently verified, and an 11-month progression-free survival, independently verified. I'd just like to say one other thing, and this is for the community practice oncologists. The easiest way to determine that we're helping people with kidney cancer is that our practices are growing because people are living longer.
I've heard that.
And they're coming back more frequently. They're staying on treatment longer. And what's happening is it used to be you saw a kidney cancer patient with metastatic disease. In a relatively short period of time, they would succumb to their cancer. They are not succumbing. You will take care of patients, if you're an oncologist, for years. And you have, I mean, if the median survival is 2 years, some people do significantly better.
And you see this in breast cancer, too, that there's a subset that seems, you know, you hear about metastatic breast cancer as a chronic disease, which, you know, you can question that. So you're seeing people, I mean, because these drugs haven't really been around that long. I mean, do you have patients who are at 5 years?
So we have one of the longest people on from the original phase two trials that is now over 4.5 years. She's leading an active and perfect life. Her disease is under control.
On sunitinib?
On sunitinib.
For 4.5 years?
4.5
wow.
years. Not complete remission. Must be maintained on drug.
So you mean you cut back and the tumor grows?
Correct.
Really?
And that's another thing for the practicing oncologist to understand. These responses and this benefit are what we would characterize as maintained remissions, not unmaintained remissions. People must continue on these drugs. Otherwise, the cancer will start to grow again.
Just about this patient, I'm kind of curious, what kind of toxicity issues have you dealt with over the last 4.5 years?
Right. So her major toxicity was fatigue. Her second major toxicity was hand-foot syndrome. And the reason that she's now on 37.5 milligrams instead of the full 50 milligrams is because of those two toxicities. And at 37.5 milligrams, she's able to maintain an active and full life.